or you won't be funny anymore.
Jonah Hill, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Back to your calls after Fox today.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden at the Democrats' debate in Los Angeles on PBS talks about how he connects with people on the campaign trail, like a boy with a stutter like he used to have.
I give them my private phone number. They keep in touch with me. A little kid who says, I can't talk. What do I do? I have scores of these young women and men.
Foreign policy and climate change got the most attention during the debate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to know the rules for a Senate trial before handing off articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats are at an impasse.
It looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet.
Yeah. Speaker Pelosi defending her move.
Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say.
The Senate cannot conduct a trial unless it has the articles.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Congress is in recess now until January 7th. America's listening to Fox News.
She pisses me off. I can't take it.
Then don't listen to it.
What if I turn the volume all the way down? That might help.
Here comes Friday, here comes Friday, glad it finally came. Thought this day would never come, this past week's been insane. Man, I'm hurting, too much working, came home late every night. And now I'm feeling more burned out than a string of Christmas lights. Here comes Friday, here comes Friday, this week's been a pain. Plus, I've got more shopping to do and little time remains. Lots of cleaning, lots of cooking, there's no end in sight. But I won't fret, chill out instead and enjoy my Friday night.
I'm better. He put Andy on.
I know, I told
him. It's the episode with Buddy Ebsen as a hobo.
I said, I put Andy on for you.
You did. By the way, I read this, you know, I start prepping at 2:20 every morning, and Donald Trump is not impeached until she, the Wicked Witch of San Francisco, sends the articles to the Senate. She has not done that. This is a big game, and it's hurting everybody. Preceding was my opinion. If you have a contrasting or opposing view, you're listening to the wrong station.
Man, I just try to keep you... I'm not here in the afternoon to do anything, but the afternoon's a different game.
I did yesterday was throw my water bottle at the wall.
I just try to keep you calm for the rest of your day until you get to the afternoon. Just to keep you, you know, just...
I'm better now, thanks.
Things are good. Things are good. Oh, we're talking to somebody. JT!
This is JT. Are you any relation to JT of JT and Leanne?
Yeah, first name relation.
No.
It was a dumb question. I'm good at those. So what do you think? Oh, by the way, the conundrum. People who do this before making a decision will be more lenient. And it's something we all do every day. I just didn't know there was a connection. So what do you think this is?
I'm going to say breathe or take a breath.
Take a deep breath. Not it, but it's a good guess. These have all been good because they're everyday kinds of things. Debbie.
Fix your hair. Comb your hair.
I like that.
This is not, yeah, that's, okay, yeah, that's,
okay.
I'm just saying, I think that's probably one of the closest answers that we've gotten.
The best one we had, the best guess so far was take a shower.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's, yeah.
So, think along those lines to come up with the winning answer as we go to Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Brush your teeth.
What?
Yes. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth is...
Still in that ballpark.
Good guess. It just went down to Dwayne. Stupid. I am so stupid. That's why I'm
But that was a good one, though.
That's why I'm having a vacation next
week.
That
was the stupid good.
You know what I would have given myself for Christmas? A LASIK procedure. You know why I can't? It's affordable. I'm just not eligible. Montgomery Eye. This is what a great gift to give yourself or someone you love. A LASIK procedure that will do away with glasses and contacts and restore your vision to the good old days when you'd open your eyes and everything was 20/20 focus. You didn't need longer arms or magnifying glasses or any of that stuff because it all worked fine. Montgomery Eye, 271-3804. first step is free. You have to see the refractive surgery counselor so they can give you an exam and see if LASIK will be a viable option for you. When they tell you yay or nay, and in my case it was a nay, I was bummed. You don't have to make an immediate decision on doing it, but you have to take that step first. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this amazing practice with 75 years of service to the River Region, go to this web address, onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. Dr. Swan and Shin are two of the best in the world at Montgomery Eye Physicians, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Rob, Perry, Don, Craig, Shelby. You're next after Rich's forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Got a bunch of people ready to play our conundrum this morning. It's something that if you do this before making a decision, your decision will be more lenient. And it's something we all do every day. And Rob, you are next. What do you think this is?
It was smile gift.
Again?
Smile.
Smile. Great guess. Taking a shower is the best one so far. Thanks. By the way, all of you who have called on this, you're in our end of the week grand prize drawing. Perry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How about washing your face?
Oh, man. You're getting closer.
Oh, well, I tried.
Call right back if you took that hint well, and maybe Shelby did. Maybe Shelby can win it here.
Hello?
Hi, our last guest was wash your face. That's very close to the winning answer, so what do you think?
Is it getting a good night's sleep?
That's been guessed. Shower, washing the face, those are our two best guesses. What do you think? What else might you wash?
Your hair?
Close. Again.
Who's this?
This is another one of those that's so obvious that I think people are overthinking. JT wants another crack at it, and you're welcome to do that. JT, what do you think?
I think it's wash your hands.
He says wash your hands. That is the winning answer.
You got it.
Yeah, I don't know the connection, but this was something determined by a study. If you wash your hands before you make a decision, you will be more lenient. I guess the muckier your hands are, the grumpier you are or something. I mean, that's all I can...
I have no idea.
Anyway, you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And before Jay can take your information, Jay's going to tell you all about the great menu at the Seafood Bistro. And we'll do it now.
No, that's right. JT, hang on, because I need to get your information about the, about what you've won, which is a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. That's going to get you a lot of stuff. Now, I know Christmas is approaching, but Christmas Day and New Year's Day are the only 2 days that they'll be closed. They will have regular hours after Christmas, after New Year's, and before Christmas and before New Year's. Even on Christmas Eve, they'll be open during their regular time. Which means if you're throwing a Christmas Eve party, maybe you do Christmas, you know, like me and my family do. We do Christmas on Christmas Eve because of how split things can be. So Seafood Bistro will be open. You want to order some food? You want to order something different? You want to bring something different to the table? That's a little bit non-traditional, why not do that? They've got the dragon shrimp. Ah, a bowl of dragon shrimp. It would be fantastic for people to come along and just pick a little bit off. It'd be wonderful. They've got the boil bags as well. That would be awesome. A little Low Country boil on the Christmas Eve. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see everything on the menu. You can put in an order. You can put in an advanced order if you want to. You can also give them a call at 279-7500. You can use the delivery apps that are on your phone to have it brought to you, whether it be at your home or your office. If you'd like to do that, it is the Seafood Bistro, and it's fantastic. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. Coming up, our stupid news. Not this one, the one following.
We have a news network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And it's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally is tonight at 5 at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University kicks off at 4:30 Saturday. Tickets are still available. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
December 20th is Dot Your I's with Smileys Day, a day to put smiley faces on top of the letter I in any word. A real man would never dot his I's with smiley faces. That's why I dot mine with hearts. Have a nice Dot Your I's with Smileys Day.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6, it's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's great. It starts with workers' irate. Government shutdown means no pay. And Jussie Smollett's crime was staged. All about the Ukraine. Watch politicians turn Gaga and Bradley Singh. Brady gets one more ring. Green Book Academy. We work tank. Another actor is a grabber. Swift and scooter fight. Song right. Set to see a fire burning down the Notre Dame. Bunch of idiots. Stormed Area 51 site. Kevin Hart's buddy driving in a hurry. Made his worry. Nearly broke his neck. White House team reporters hassled Trump. Twitter stopped Avengers Endgame. Billions. Uh-oh. Game of Thrones. Goodbye, dragons. Rocks agree. Me said I do. Epstein cell. Killed himself. Hong Kong. Protesting gnats. Win the World Series. Can't get a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Am I right? Right. The Democratic House. Chaotic. Far right. Trade fight. That poor Peloton white.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year.
Faces scorn, World Cup winning, U.S. women, Leah Miley separate. R. Kelly incarcerate, whistleblower, Baby Yoda, it clown the crown. Got me Disney plus plus J-Lo, and her rear reaches 50 years. White car replacing beer and impeachment and impeachment and impeachment third time. Liberals in ruin and naughty conservatives on Facebook fight.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
To those who died, we say goodbye. Light just well before his time. Talk the bounty hunter's wife, grumpy cat, out of lives. Nipsey Hussle, Lagerfeld, Rip Torn, Tim Conway, Luke Perry, Doris Day, John Witherspoon, a Boston Celtic, kick the bucket, have mud check. Died, died.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid. Let's go.
We get the end of the year thing every year, and they do a really nice job with that. In case you missed it from our I Missed It stupid news department. By the way, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Udell. Earlier, we announced that to set an alarm on your phone or something for 2:13 on December 26th, because that's the point where you've had enough of your family. Scientists have gone to the trouble to figure that out. It involves criticism over relationship choices, stress over cooking, arguments over politics, being hungover, babysitting everybody else's kids, arguments over what to watch on TV, and on it goes.
I don't spend that much time, and this is kind of sad, I guess. I don't spend that much time with my family. For the Christmas holidays, say, like, you are going down and you're spending a week.
Well,
Four days. Thereabouts.
Yeah.
But my time will be Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas morning, and that'll be it. Got to come back. Got to go to work. But even if I didn't have to go to work, it would still be the same way. So I don't spend, I guess that's sad to say, I don't spend that much time with my family. But I don't make it to December 26th at 2:13.
You have to worry about it.
I don't get that far.
You're ineligible. Hey, from our stupid news department, couldn't really do this during animal stories, but we have a dog that threw a temper tantrum because the cat stole her bed. We have audio.
What's the matter? Oh, no. There's a cat on your bed. Come on, you get the cat to move. No. No.
Oh. Sounds like patience is starting to get a little short there at the end. One of our favorite bits that we play usually on Friday, All Request Fridays in the afternoon, is the Key and Peele substitute teacher bit. Here's a substitute teacher story from Massachusetts, where a teacher was canned after discussing the issue of marijuana and then lit up a joint in class.
I would think that everybody should know that it shouldn't be happening in school.
It's absolutely ridiculous. What kind of role model? Teachers are supposed to be role models.
So I don't think that's appropriate, you know, especially because the kids are so young and, you know, they're there to learn.
But the fact that the students realize that this is messed up, they brought it to the administration's attention, that's terrific.
Kids in my year wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was a scandal in my school if somebody caught smoking a regular cigarette. But you know what? In those days, the teachers had a lounge at my high school. Mm-hmm. And if you had to go deliver a note or something to a teacher in there, when you opened the door, it was a wall of smoke. Because they were all smokers.
Yeah.
And we were well-behaved for the most part.
You couldn't smoke in my teacher's lounge. I mean, you just couldn't smoke inside the school.
Well, you're of a more recent class than mine. Heck, I remember ads featuring Santa Claus holding a carton of Winston cigarettes in Life magazine.
I mean, you couldn't smoke on the premises. Right. There's no smoking on the premises, so...
By the way, I would not be insulted if you wanted to gift me a carton of my favorite cigarettes. I would not.
Oh, God, no. You'd be thrilled. That saves you so much money.
I can't tell you how happy I would be if you did that for me. Because they're so expensive. They always punish us, right, when they need to raise a few bucks. Well, let's get the smokers again. It's been a couple of years. Bastards. What do you want to be when you grow up? I'm still trying to figure that one out. But the answers are kind of the same as they were years ago. Let's go down the top five, shall we, Jay? Since we have our handy countdown.
Yeah, let's do it.
Number five.
Movie star. Yeah, that's... Hey, almost every biography of a famous movie actor, they went out to L.A. and they hung out and did what they needed to do until they got the opportunity that turned them into a star. But for every person that goes out there and becomes a star, the statistic I saw is 20,000 never get anything.
Wow.
So the odds are against you.
They are not in your favor.
No.
Number four.
Musician. That does not mean rock star, but you can make a living as a musician if you are the right, you know, playing weddings and parties and that kind of thing.
Number three.
Veterinarian was number three. And while we're at it, let me thank Dr. Kate Armstrong for doing such a fantastic job with Mangostinums. All right, next.
Number two.
Teacher. Still a popular choice for a vocation.
And number one.
Let's play doctor. That's the number one choice of what do you want to be when you grow up. You may not want to be a, not that there's anything wrong with it. We need them. Goodness knows these days we need all the delivery drivers we can get. But there is a malady that's affecting delivery drivers at this time of the year called disaffected delivery syndrome.
What is that?
You'll find out in a moment.
DDS?
Yeah. DAS.
Disaffected?
DAD. Well, I think there's an acronym for it.
Disaffected is one word, though, isn't it?
I guess it is. Disinfected is so good. That's my only comp. All right, 824. For 3.5 decades, there's a business on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Shirley is a lane. And at Shirley Lane on the boulevard, you'll find Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, the goal when it was open was to hire talented people who were the best at automotive body repair, painting, all that goes with that. But more importantly, the ethics that are as much part of that operation as the brick and mortar in the building. And that is, we're going to do a complete and thorough job. We're not going to do it at all. When you're in a wreck, it's such a disheartening thing because it's not just that your car is badly damaged, but you know what you're going to have to face with police reports and insurance adjusters and yada, yada. And at the end of all that hassle, where do you want to get your car fixed? Well, Montgomery Paint and Body knows you've been through a bit when you bring your car to them. So they try to return a car to you that looks as good as new, maybe better. I mean, they leave no stone unturned to restore the look of your vehicle to almost showroom newness. I've had people tell me they almost didn't recognize their car. They did such a great job with it. So if you have to deal with a wreck, and they don't want you to be in an accident, they're hoping you won't have to call 27-WRECK with a W. But if you do, you can count on top-notch results. So respected that one of America's largest insurance company videotaped their processes to show others this is how we want it done. The way they do it at Montgomery Paint and Body. Again, East Shirley Lane and Eastern Boulevard, and their number's 27-WRECK with a W. Let's hope business is slow on the road.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're looking pretty good all around the city right now. We've got moderate to light traffic everywhere except the boulevard. Some pockets of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard, I-85 over past Carmichael and Woodmere. Troy Highway and the Southeast Boulevard. Some congestion there. I-65 and 85 are doing good through the city. No issues at the interchange. Buckle up and drive carefully, if you would, please. And get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you deliver packages for a living but hate the holidays? You may have Delivery Worker Affective Disorder, also known as DWAD.
Happy holidays! Give to the homeless!
All I do is deliver gifts to strangers. But where's my gift?
Sound familiar? You may have DWAD.
Honey, why are you home so late?
Because everyone bought last-minute Christmas presents online, and guess who has to deliver them?
Oh, you definitely have DWAD.
Daddy, what are you drinking?
This is Daddy's special eggnog. Leave me alone!
Daddy? More like DWADdy.
Stop saying that!
Symptoms include sudden bursts of outrage towards cardboard boxes, hating everyone and fearing that the piles and piles of boxes will never end and you may be trapped forever. Happy holidays.
Oh, here comes the UPS driver now. He doesn't look happy, does he?
No.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, because UPS comes anyway.
It is almost 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Almost everything I needed to have delivered has been delivered on time.
That's great.
Yeah. No stress whatsoever. By the way, a reminder, this afternoon between 3 and 6, y'all heard Salvation Army was, in my opinion, betrayed by Chick-fil-A. They are behind in their fundraising, and they're an organization where the vast majority of raised funds goes to the cause they're trying to help. Yesterday afternoon, we had the Harringtons, a married couple who serves the Salvation Army, and I just love them. They're just incredible people. So I said, why don't we put a kettle in our parking lot tomorrow during the afternoon show? So between 3 and 6 today, we're going to do something brand new. Drive up donations to the Red Kettle. So we hope you'll take a moment out of your day to do that as we get a big Warhawk welcome. A big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Oh, 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 Merry Christmas.
Well played, sir.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Well, you're welcome.
Before you head south for your holiday, I just wanted to wish you and all of yours the best this holiday season.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
you.
And happy Hanukkah, and happy Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas, and all that stuff. Anyway, but it's going to be good. I know all the news is crazy, and Nancy Pelosi drives me nuts, too. But just don't worry. You're in the same boat with a whole lot of other people. I think this is going to come back to fight those people in a big way. Really big.
Yeah. Well, the story this morning, because I got to look at the news, is that the president is not impeached until she delivers those articles to the Senate. Yep. She has not done that.
That's exactly correct.
So, as constitutional scholars say, no, he's not impeached. Yep. And now she's trying to create the rules for the Senate. You're in the House, woman. Get back there. And go home and clean the human poop off your streets. I hate that woman.
Job.
She makes me absolutely freaking nuts. I can't take it.
That's why I'm going to go see the Star Wars movie today. Get my mind off of all
when
this.
When are you going to see that, Jay?
I don't know when I'm going to go see it. I need to talk to a friend of mine who's already seen it. And I want to talk to them and say, look, how fast do I need to see this before something major is spoiled to me? You know, is there anything like that? Is there any kind of big twist, big spoil ending that I need to be aware of? And, you know, based on their answer, I'll decide if I'm going to go see it, you know, maybe today, maybe this afternoon, go run and go see it.
Well, that's the reason why I'm going today. My son and his girlfriend have come down to spend couple of days with us, and we're like, let's go see the Star Wars movie before it gets spoiled on the internet.
I know, that's what I got to be careful with. If it is spoiled, now, again, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but there's a story, and I don't want to be spoiled if there's a twist in it. Regardless of being a fan or not, I want to be able to enjoy it. So, I don't want to be ruined. Like, here, we're going to explain the ending, and like, does it need to be explained?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see.
Are you going to be at the station on Monday? Are you going to be doing the show Monday?
We will be doing a show Monday, yes.
Good deal. I'll call in and give my official 2 cents.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
It's called in-game chat Monday morning.
No, it's not going to be that.
No. But it'll be good. And, you know, it's going to make a buttload of money, whether it's a good movie or not.
Right.
It's Star Wars. It's not Shakespeare, for crying out loud. It's Star Wars. Anyway, but y'all have a good time. I hope everything goes well with Bailey and Max Dweeney and all that. So you guys keep on keeping on.
We'll keep you updated. Thank you, Master Thespian. J.D.
Hang on.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
I am begging and pleading. My birthday is on Christmas, and yes, I will use that. I need a big favor. I need you to really work on the Whackers, but... I need it to be the Whackers of Washington, D.C.
Oh, well.
I think you've got some grade A characters you can put in there.
Yeah, Congressman Peter Whacker. Senator Fanny Whacker. Yeah.
And I think Joey Clark could do a great Nancy Pelosi impression.
Probably.
You know, running into the room, flailing her arms somewhere.
You know what? You could say one thing about
Joey.
He's versatile.
Joey is very versatile. He's a great guy.
Without question.
As a matter of fact, I met Jay at the fair a little over a year ago. I heard his voice in the background. I said, work on the radio, 93.1. He said, yeah, and I recognize your voice. Hey, you know, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. But I will let you guys run. I hope you have
a wonderful day. He doesn't sound anything like he looks.
No. But I will say this. Enlightenment of the conversation this morning and bathroom decor, may the force be with you.
Thank you for the call.
Your rug in your bathroom.
I got to thank Jarhead because I got such cool gifts from him. Why'd you do that? That was so unexpected and nice. Thank you, Jarhead.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I figured a couple months ago I had to hook you and Joey up. You were you didn't have a lighter. Joey didn't have a lighter, so I brought you some that afternoon. And I figured... You know, it's a windproof, and, you know, you got little puppies and whatnot. But, man, for all you do for us, that's not a big deal.
Oh, man, thank you. I mean, that's very much appreciated. Thank you.
No problem. But, Jay, stay off the Star Wars Fanatics Facebook pages. They are spoiling the crap out of.
I'm not a member of them. I guess whatever. None of that's gonna pop up. But it's not even that. Yeah. It's just randomly looking through the internet that could easily just pop up. So I'm curious how fast I need to get to this thing.
No, I did go to Birmingham and see it yesterday. It's
that's
awesome.
A trip.
Fantastic.
You went to what took you to Birmingham to watch it?
I'm actually from the Birmingham area, and
so you got friends up there.
A couple of friends and I set the date. We went, and it's fantastic. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, good.
We appreciate the call, Jarhead, and again, thank you for being so thoughtful.
No problem, buddy. Take care.
Going to be posting a little thing here on Facebook shortly. The 10 reasons why Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the best Christmas film of all time. Here is Hartshell.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Good morning, guys.
How are you? We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel guilty because I've never seemed to have a chance to call y'all anymore. Want to let you know I still listen every day. I listen every chance I get, mornings and afternoons. But I want to thank you before we reach the end of the year for everything you do for us here. And
We're losing you there, Hartshell.
I'm sorry.
Phone's,
how about that?
Phone's cutting up, but that sounds better. Hey, Greg, you already posted that, didn't you?
Did I? No, I don't think I did.
Let me just do this.
Oh, maybe that is much better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe I won't get pulled over. I'm in my truck, and the road noise sometimes kills the speaker. Jay, real quick.
Yes.
Go see it. Just go see it.
Well, yeah, we went. It's not a debate of if I'm going to see it or not. It's just how soon I'm going to see it.
No, I'm saying don't wait. It's not that there's one huge twist. It's that there's a lot of neat little surprises throughout the movie. There's tremendous fan service. I know you're probably not... huge Star Wars fan like I am, because I grew up on the whole thing. Still very, very vividly remember my dad taking my best friend and me when I was 11 to go see the first one up in Birmingham. And I went last night with the wife and all three kids, and we had a blast. It's really an enjoyable movie and a fitting wrap-up to the core story. So don't wait, because they are. I mean, you won't be able to avoid it on social media.
That's my word.
Today, this weekend. Yeah, I would just go first chance you get and go see it, because I think you'll really enjoy it, even if you're not a huge, into all the lore and everything. The references are, I mean, my wife is not the biggest fan. My kids love it. I really love it, but even she came out of there really grinning. And good movie. But Greg, again, sorry to be the absent listener, but I still miss seeing y'all. You're a great guy, and I just hope you have a wonderful and blessed holiday season. I hope you're safe in your travels, and I hope 2020 is better for all of us.
Appreciate the good thoughts, and same to you and your family. Take care, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. We got to take a break here, so Tony and T-Spear, please hang on. One thing I always urge anybody who's traveling, whether it's 50 miles or 500 or more, like my trip, to get your vehicle to Don Duncan and get the diagnostics done, get the tires rotated on a rolling inspection so they can remove anything that presents a blowout type of danger. And their trained eyes, their master certified technicians, will, if there's anything that looks ominous, they'll give you a heads up and get it taken care of so you're not on the side of the road calling AAA. If you need tires, and we got a lot of rain coming up this weekend, and travel through rain, all the more dangerous if your tires don't have a lot of tread. Wholesale prices on Goodyear and Kelly's, and you can get a wholesale price on a special overstock on the Goodyears and Kelly's, and wholesale pricing on all major name brands. They got you covered from bumper to bumper at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. They facilitate you with a ride back to work or whatever it is you need. Just let them know. Order it up. Downtown at 408 Madison, in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, and back in Montgomery on Bell Road just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are settling into a Friday workday pattern. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the interchange. Atlanta Highway's looking good. We're actually doing good everywhere, including Taylor Road. Our biggest congestion right now is on the Eastern Boulevard, I-85, past Carmichael and Woodmere down to about Vaughan Road, and the Southeast Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist and Alpha. Use caution wherever you are traveling and keep it here. Anything pops up that you need to know about, we'll let you know for sure. Well, Trenum State is going to be holding late registration for spring semester 2020. That's on January 6th and 7th. It's in the auditorium at their Patterson location. Classes begin January 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Only five more days to Christmas. Holy crap, it's almost here. Too much shopping, so it's time to just start pounding beer.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. It's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally kicks off at 5 tonight at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University is at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets are still available. And a local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Year after year at Christmas time, this has been my favorite of all the Christmas things we play. I gotta play it one more time. Bear with me.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
It's so well produced. 8:46. Tony, good morning to you.
Hey, guys. Hey, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And, hey, I was listening to you guys talk a minute ago about the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
And how it's not a classic Shakespeare thing or anything like that. We took the family down to the Shakespeare Festival to watch a play the other night.
Ooh, is it the war one?
No, we went and watched the best Christmas pageant ever.
Oh, okay.
And after the play, we went through the gift shop. And had to buy a box set of books for one of the kids. It's William Shakespeare's Star Wars trilogy. Verily a New Hope. The Empire Striketh Back. And the Jedi Just Return. stories written in like the style of William Shakespeare's plays, man. Just too funny.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I was curious if you went, I think it's called All Is Calm.
Yeah.
Which is about the Christmas Eve for the Christmas truce. Yeah.
1917.
And all, but we had a great time down there, but I heard y'all talking about that, and just had to call in and let you know that Shakespeare did write Star Wars book, man.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you, Tony.
Merry Christmas to you. And T-Spear.
And just a quick call to say Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and especially to you and Greg and Joey and Jay and Rich and Dan and all the rest who come on. Y'all make our days better because you tell us the truth, which is something that we rarely get in the media today.
Well, you'll be hearing the truth this afternoon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I did listen the whole time I was gone. I went and got my very special Christmas gift. I have a new Karen in my life. As many of y'all know, Anglin passed away very unexpectedly late last month. And there's been a huge hole there. So I know only too well what both you, Greg, and Rich have been through in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been praying to St. Francis and all of the other puppy dog angels out there that both of your children will get well, because I know how much they mean to you. And how much you need them.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. Safe travels, Greg, and come home to us.
Well, I absolutely plan to do that. Thank you, T-Spear, and God bless you. It is 8:49. We're going to have to blow through these Morning Maroon nominees because we have our grand prize drawing.
That's right, we do.
So, former Secretary John Kerry, screw off. I don't need you.
You are in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry everywhere. Nominee number one, a 46-year-old woman named Kathy Jones from Avondale, Arizona, got a new job at Subway. She'd had a few Smirnoff Ices and other drinks to celebrate, then asked her boyfriend, Jason Davis, to celebrate with her. And Jason said,
"No,
I don't want to." So she sprayed him with lighter fluid and lit matches to set him on fire.
When will they ever learn?
He ran outside to get away from her. The cops came. She was arrested for aggravated assault and criminal damage. He said he was scared, but he's going to try and stay put with this woman. So you know what? They're both worthy. In New Mexico, a 19-year-old guy named Markel Burns robbed a Pizza Hut a few months ago. On his way out, he ran face first into a door he didn't know was locked. He left through a different exit, but he hit his face so hard on the door that police were able to get DNA off of it and matched him and caught him and charged him. Nice going, idiot. And then finally, a 57-year-old guy named Barry Pointer from Kirksville, Missouri. He's a communications professor at Truman State University and one of the three elders for the local church. Barry was known for posting homophobic messages in the past. And while he was doing that, he was using Arby's gift cards to lure young men. So he got busted for the very thing he was protesting on Facebook. He is facing 6 months in prison or a $1,000 fine. The university says he's been suspended. You know, the guy that ran face first into a door probably never thought that he might have left behind DNA.
I don't know. Depending on how that worked, yes.
With the lighter fluid, I don't know whether it's the girl that tried to set her boyfriend on fire because he wasn't thrilled to be jeebers over her Subway job, or the guy for staying with her. I mean, she only tried to set you on fire once. But there's always a second time. So who do you think?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the last one was more blatant hypocrisy. We've seen that before.
Right. I was thinking about the first one.
Well, that's fine with me.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Absolutely. The Christmas decorations that become heirloom are at Adams Drugs in their gift shops. Man, I was in there the other day, and if I had unlimited sources financially, I would have walked out of there with half the store. It's the touches that make it a classy Christmas decor for your table, for guest towels, all of these things. I mean, they have it all. I even found a Christmas goose. And you know what that means to me. But most importantly, at Adams Drugs, you'll find a great staff willing to facilitate all of your pharmaceutical needs with enthusiasm, passion, and appreciation. You'll never go into an Adams Drugs and not feel welcome, which is why I urge you, if you're just another face in a box store pharmacy, go to Adams Drugs. It takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information and make you a customer. And their goal is to make you a customer for life. They'll treat you so well. 12 locations, 3 have wellness clinics. You can find them all at adamsdrugs.net. And that entire family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are settling into a Friday workday pattern. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the interchange. Atlanta Highway's looking good. We're actually doing good everywhere, including Taylor Road. Our biggest congestion right now is on the Eastern Boulevard, I-85, past Carmichael and Woodmere down to about Vaughn Road, and the Southeast Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist and Alpha. Use caution wherever you are traveling and keep it here. Anything pops up that you need to know about, we'll let you know for sure. Well, Trenum State is going to be holding late registration for spring semester 2020. That's on January 6th and 7th. It's in the auditorium at their Patterson location. Classes begin January 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as The Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace, 4 styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country. And we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. And we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Last official act on the show before Christmas, our weekly grand prize drawing. Jay, what did we start with?
We're going to start with that wonderful, amazing man.
Eddie Bader?
Eddie Bader.
Isn't it amazing? The word association, wonderful, amazing. Eddie Bader pops into mind. And we have a $25 gift certificate.
To the pizza place.
To the pizza place. You can get. Somebody was there when I was there the other day and got one of those 48-inch things.
The big one?
It's as big as a table.
Is that the OMG pizza?
The OMG, yes. Amazing. And our winning number is...
What'd it be?
Five.
Let me go to five. Number five. Randy P.
Randip, as he's known to friends. Randy P. You're going to love the pizza place. Up next, we have the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Pick it up today. Get your car serviced before you hit the road. Our winning number is 8.
Number 8. Don R.
Donner. Like a reindeer. How appropriate is that? Wow, it's amazing how life works out sometimes, you know. Okay, next we have a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Party size tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. Our winning number is 10.
Number 10, Andy P.
Andip, as he's known to his friends. Congratulations.
Andip.
And our grand prize, the Clark's Club membership, worth $159, and it was worth a lot more than that to me this year with the problems we had with ridiculous electric bills. You get 2 annual tune-ups, priority service. Yes, that includes holidays. So I would claim this today if you're the winner, and our winning number for that is number 45.
Ooh, 45. Let me scroll. Hang on. 45. Jarhead.
Jarhead. Isn't that interesting? He called earlier this morning.
He did, and he was calling number 45 when he did that.
How about that?
And he's the one that gave you.
Yeah.
The
Christmas surprises, the lighter that's wind-resistant. You know, and God, much appreciated. All righty, I will be back this afternoon. Don't forget, between 3 and 6, we're going to have a Salvation Army kettle in the side parking lot at our building. We're doing the first ever drive-by kettle drive today. Hope you'll participate in that. And I'm going to